Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. I just want to put to
the hand. Yeah, I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna take it one day at a time. Opened up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna say hello to my neighbor, gonna greet him with a smile, and shake the hand of a stranger sitting tall to him for a while. Gonna tell someone I love them from the bottom of my heart. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah, today I'm gonna try and change the world. Gonna take it one day at a time. I made my resolution to open up my eyes. I'm gonna try and change the world. I'm gonna make sure my children know right from wrong. Never turn my back on those who need someone. Always gonna try to see myself through another's eyes. I'm gonna try and change the world. Yeah. Yeah, today I'm gonna try and change the world. Gonna take you one day at a time. I've made my resolution. Open up my eyes. Today I'm gonna change the world. Yes, I am.
Listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. And I'm your host, Psychic Medium Michael, and we will be taking your calls. You can call in if you would like to at 347-327-9316. We're going to do it a little different today. Rose will introduce you to me, and then we'll get you on there with me. And let's go ahead and open with prayer, and then I'll show you the card for today. Let's go ahead and go to prayer. Father, Mother God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for everything that you've done for us, seen and unseen. Father, Mother God, we know that right now our focus is inward. We're going inward, focusing on you and focusing on what you want to do in our lives and what you want to meet in our lives and those kind of things. And Father, Mother God, right now I pray for my listeners, as always, pray that you would bless them from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, that you would meet their needs spiritually, physically, emotionally, whatever needs they have, that you'll do that right now. Father, Mother God, we just pray for white light to surround our program right now, surround ourselves. And we say namaste and we say amen. And let's go ahead and see if we have any calls. And Rose?
Hi, Michael. We sure do. We have Susie coming up first here.
Okay.
Hi,
Hello,
Susie. You're
Michael.
On the air with Michael.
Hey, Rose. I'm
Hi,
so
Susie.
Happy to talk to you. Thank you so much for being there, Michael.
I know. So
yes,
how can I help you today?
You know, general, maybe... I am seeing someone, so maybe pick up on something on him.
Okay. All right. So you're. So is this brand new? This is a new thing that's
yes.
happening?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh start. Because that's one that I keep hearing, Susie, in my head. I keep hearing fresh start.
Yes.
New beginnings. You know, And, you know, a lot of things have changed already for you, and a lot of things are going to start changing for you more and more as you go into this year. This year for you is a year of change and a year of opportunity. So the one thing that I would tell you, you know, I'm picking up good vibes with this person. And, again, you know, with any relationship, it's going to be slow getting to know each other and, you know, developing, you know, that. But I do feel good about it, and so that is something that you can look forward to developing throughout the rest of this year, and, you know, I see you guys together for a while, so.
Hey, very good, Michael, very good. That's wonderful
right.
news. Thank you very
yeah.
much, and thank you for being here, and and I will continue to pray for you and your family.
I appreciate it. We all need
and
prayer.
Rose.
Yeah, you know, prayer does amazing things, and we just have to, you know, believe in it and accept it, and so, all right.
Yes. Okay,
appreciate
Michael. Love you. Love you, Rose. Bye.
Right.
Love you, too.
Bye.
Take care, Susie.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, Michael, coming up next, you have a new caller, and I believe this caller is from California, area code 858. You're live on the air with Michael.
Hi.
How can I help you today?
My name is Alexis, and I'd like to connect with a loved one named Kevin.
Okay, Kevin. All right. I will do my best. I don't call their number. They call mine, but we'll see what we can do.
Okay.
Excuse me?
You just have at it. You just do your thing. It can be anyone.
Okay. Okay. All right. Now, were you and Kevin really, really close? Because I'm getting
yeah.
somebody that almost like inseparable, like you guys would hook together.
Well, that sounds like him. But, yeah, it sounds like him.
Okay. I'm having a hard time hearing you. I think it's my phone, but...
Okay.
But, you know, and he just wants you to know that he's okay. And,
okay.
And that he is happy. He wants you to know that. I don't know if that's important. But he is very happy, and he's happy to be connecting with you right now and you know, focusing on you. Now, was this a relationship?
A little bit.
Okay. Now, did he go fast? Because it's like it was his passing was unexpected. Was that is
it
that
was,
true?
It was unexpected, but you know what? I don't even know what happened. Really, it was unexpected
okay.
though. He was in a different country.
Oh, okay. But it was unexpected. Because it was just like he was here one moment and then the next moment he wasn't, is what he's telling me.
Yeah.
And he also wants you to move on. I don't know what that means to you, but he wants you to move on with your life. And he's working on your behalf on the other side, opening doors for you. I really feel like that the next coming month, April and May, are going to be months of miracles for you. I just keep hearing that. From the other side, like a lot of things are going to open for you. Why would he be making a reference to business? Do you run a business or thinking about a business?
Thinking about a business. Well, I don't know what to do for a career, really.
Okay. I'm feeling like that you're going to be running something. Like you're going to be like in a place of leadership, like either your own business or like in management of another business, because
okay.
I see you with leadership qualities and stuff like that. I just keep hearing that over and over in my head. Does that make sense to you?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it does.
Okay. Well, and I appreciate you calling in today, and hopefully that's helped.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a great day, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Michael, you ready for another caller?
Go ahead, and let me do the card for a show today, and then we'll take the next caller. So let me go ahead and do the card for today. And it's it comes from my Animal Guide deck, and it's the Ladybug, and it says, "This is a time of good fortune and abundance, so be willing to receive all good things in your life. So whatever you want to bring into your life, accept that it's already happening." You know, I know a lot of people are looking for jobs, so just see that already happening. You know, you need financial, blessings, see that already happening. And just accept it and receive it. So that's the card for the show today. Rose, I'm ready for another call.
Okay, I believe this is another new caller coming up for you, and it's somebody from Michigan, area code 989. You're live on the air with Michael. Can you say your name, please?
My name is Chrissy.
Hi, how can I help you today?
Hi, I'm hoping to connect with my father, but like the previous caller, I have enough people on the other side that I would be happy to connect with.
Somebody might pop through. I will tell you that I don't have your father, but I have a woman present. I don't know who this is yet, but she's very funny. And she's just pushing through here. She's like when she walked into a room, everybody noticed her. Anybody like that?
My grandma.
Your grandma? Okay. Because I get that this is somebody that really, you really connected with this person. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You guys were really close. And I can relate, me and my grandmother, we were really close together, so I can understand that. And she's just saying that the situation that you're facing right now, I don't know what this is to you, but she's saying that that's going to be working out and getting better within about a week. I don't know what that relates to. Hopefully it relates to something that you understand. But she's saying that the situation is going to be better by a week. So by this time next week, things will be calming down for you. Have you been – I keep feeling a very nervous energy. You might be nervous because of the show.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I have, been nervous. There is – we rent out our a rental to a tenant, and this woman is insane, she calls us because there's a bird in the tree. I mean, she just calls us for the silliest things, and it's just like,
right.
Come on, you're 50 years old,
Yeah.
It's just like,
I
can't wait till the lease is up and she's out of there, but, I feel that maybe she's going to give me more problems, so that's what I'm nervous about.
Yeah, I don't feel like she will, and I feel like that this is what your grandmother was talking about, that this situation will calm down.
Wow. Yeah, just because it happened just a few days ago, and I'm like, should I let this woman get the best of me, or, or should I just ignore, because all that I can do is what I can do. I can't,
Right, yeah, you can't be there 24/7 for this lady and you're doing the best you can. And the one thing your grandmother keeps telling me is that don't let her push your button. You're allowing
and
her
to. And that's what
to,
she does.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. You're allowing
thank you
this
so
to happen
much.
At the moment. Yeah.
Awesome. Here I wanted to talk to my dad, but here I got something to just calm me down from the situation going on. And that's awesome. So thank you so much.
No problem. I appreciate you calling today.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
Michael, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I got some kind of weird beep in my ear. Next coming up, we have someone in Connecticut, and I think it might be Susan if I recognize the number right.
Hi there. Good
you're
memory.
On the air with Michael.
Good memory.
Yay.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, Michael.
Hi. How can I help?
Just wondering what you get around me moving probably in a little while. Not like right now, but futuristically.
Okay. I'm going to focus here for a second.
Uh-oh, somebody woke up.
Uh-oh. They didn't wake up happy.
Where's mommy?
I do feel a move. I would feel like it more towards the end of this year.
Mm-hmm.
I would say about autumn, you should be moving. It's going to be a better situation for you. So, I would be looking forward to that. Why do I pick up fear around this? There's a little bit of fear or apprehension on your part?
I don't know. Just maybe I'm kind of anticipating it a little bit.
Yeah, because it could be just change. I mean, everybody, doesn't like change a lot of times. We like things to be, the same and stuff like that. But
I think I'm
really
afraid I'm
going to
lose my father.
You're going to no. That's a no. I don't see that for this year.
Good.
Yeah, I don't see that. But hopefully that helps you.
It does. Thank you.
You're welcome. I appreciate you calling in. You have a great day, okay?
You too. Enjoy the sun.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. You have callers on the switchboard, but no one else has their hand raised. So if anybody wants a reading, could you press the 1 on your phone again so you come back into the queue? I know I had troubles getting in, so there might be a problem. But in the meantime, Michael, do you get anything for me?
Excuse me?
I said, but in the meantime, do you get anything for me?
Just to be patient. And just to and to be calm. The one thing is everything's going to work out. I keep hearing everything's going to work out, Rose. So, you just have to, just to believe and stuff like that. But, the main thing is, calm down and have patience. Really have some meditation time today. I really feel like that if you go into a period of, you just go into a room and you close the door, and, you tell your son, hey, don't bother me for whatever reason. You just need some me time with spirit, and we all need that every once in a while. And so I really feel like that if you just dedicate some time to quiet and just go in there not expecting anything, but, something amazing will happen. I just keep getting that, so.
Oh, wow. Okay. I will try my best. You know how I am.
All right.
Michael. And it looks like.
Yeah,
go ahead. I'm sorry. No, I was going to say it looks like we have Connie.
Okay. She wants to talk. Okay.
Okay, one second. Connie 240. I'm trying to open your mic and it's spinning. Okay, there it goes. Connie, you're live on the air with Michael.
Hi, Rose. Hi, Michael.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I am good. We're doing the show different today because I've been having technical difficulties, but hey, it's working, so that's amazing. I'm the kind of guy that I don't like change a lot, and I think this is stretching me a little bit, making me where I'm not so much in control today, so that's a good thing. So
oh, yeah,
how can I help you today?
Just a message. I'm dealing with some stuff with my daughter, and I don't know if it's just her or something else.
Okay. I feel like it's an outside influence with her. Either a friend or somebody like that. Because I get that she's out of sorts right now, just emotionally. So you might just try to talk to her because I'm feeling like that there's something going on with her, but this like is an outside thing, like maybe a friend or somebody like that. Is there a boy around her?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like that it's, I feel like it's a little bit of his influence. But
okay.
She's, you know, and she's just dealing with stuff herself, and she doesn't know how to bring up certain things to you. So that's what I'm picking up.
All right.
Yeah, and also there's something about travel for you in the next month, like in April. I see maybe a short trip, nothing major, just a short trip to help clear your head a little bit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So sometime in April, it looks like about mid, I would feel like mid-April here, where you'd be just a short trip, maybe a weekend trip, you know, like a Friday or Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Am I going alone?
No, I feel like somebody's going with you, but I don't know who the somebody is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm. All right.
Yeah, something to look forward to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I need some time.
And I appreciate you calling into the show, and I appreciate you trying to call me at the house, but I'm having a lot of technical difficulties at my house now, so.
Okay.
But
I thought you were ignoring me.
Oh, no, I wouldn't do that. No.
Okay.
I just wanted to explain that, yeah, that I'm just having some problems connecting with people at the moment.
Okay.
But, yeah, I guess. All right. But, yeah, I appreciate you calling in, and hopefully that helped you. So.
Yeah, it has. All right, thank you.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye.
Bye, Rose.
Bye. Okay, Michael, we have, I think, another new caller. I have no clue where they're calling from, and it's area code 504. You're live on the air with Michael. Can you say your name, please?
Ashley.
Hi. How can I help you?
What do you see for me coming up in a few months?
In the next few months?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Why am I picking up? Okay, I'm just going to ask you a question. If I ask you a question, just please answer yes or no. Why am I picking up a lot of outside? It's like I'm picking up a lot of trauma outside, like the family. Like there's a lot of turmoil or something at the moment. Does that make any sense to you, or am I off a little bit?
No drama. I'd rather just alone.
Okay. There's no drama going on right now?
Mm-mm.
Okay. I feel like the next couple months here are going to be pretty much where you're going to be opening more to your spiritual side. I feel like you're a very spiritual person, and I just feel like that you're going to be opening up more and more to that as you go into the next couple months here. April and May definitely look like months of spiritual growth for you. Also, I feel some kind of movement. I don't know if this is a literal move or a spiritual move, but I keep hearing moving forward with you from my spirit guide. I keep hearing moving forward. And also, I feel like also, you know, towards the end of this month, you're going to have to watch, like, reoccurring emotions from the past. I feel like that as you get ready to go out of March, there's a possibility some drama might be popping up, so don't let that bother you. Just know that too will pass. It won't last very long. Maybe that's what I'm picking up. There's something of coming up. But hopefully that's helped.
Okay.
Does that help?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. All right. I appreciate you calling today, okay?
Okay, I'll see you soon.
All right, thank you. All right, bye-bye. Let me give everybody a website address. If you would like to set up full readings with me, you can go to www.insightswithmichael.net. That is insightswithmichael.net. The .com doesn't work anymore, so I went to .net, so it's insightswithmichael.net. If you would like to make a donation to this program and get us back on air on our regular schedule and all that, you can go to www.spiritualtalkradio.net and make a donation of any amount would help. So, all right. Rose, we got anybody else really quick? Because I know we're running down on time.
Well, you have callers in the queue still, but they don't have their hands raised. So I don't know if that's something with BTR or they just want to listen to you.
Oh, okay. All right. so I guess they can still listen. So the one thing that I would say to everybody is, you know, the week ahead, I really feel a week ahead for everybody is going to be a week of change. So, you know, brace yourself for change, you know, but a positive change. I see positive things happening this week for everybody, so just be open to that. You know, this to me, this week ahead is going to be like a week of miracles. It's like, you know, the unexpected, you know. So, you know, I think a lot of times we tie Spirit's hands by not saying, hey, you know, I'm just open to whatever you have for me and whatever you want to do in my life, go ahead and do that. And I think that we just need to be more open to Spirit and more open to receiving. You know, like the card of the show today, you know, talked about receiving. I think a lot of times we're asking, but we're not putting ourselves in a place of receiving. And, you know, I've been guilty of this in my own spiritual growth, but, you know, we have to put ourselves in a place of receiving. And, you know, a place of meditation, a place of blessing. And that's what I really feel like this week for a lot of people is going to be a week of blessing. So, you know, by, you know, next weekend you're going to look back and say, wow, Spirit really moved this week. And so you're going to see that. And, you know, and if Spirit's not moving exactly according to your plan, just remember Spirit works on their schedule. And a lot of times, you know, we can get a little frustrated. You know, when things are not moving as fast as we expect. All right. I don't know where we are on time, so, but I do appreciate you guys listening to the show. And Rosie, you got anybody else really quick, or are we on time?
No one has raised their hand, no, and we have 1:50.
Okay. All right. You can go ahead and put on the closing song. And before we do that, you know, I just want to say thanks for listening to the show today. And everybody that called in, I appreciate you so much. Again, if you want to reach me, you can reach me by email at youareawakening@gmail.com. You can go to the website, www.insideswithmichael.net or www.spiritualtalkradio.net. And those are our websites. Thanks again for being a part of the show. Thank you, Rose, for your help. And we'll talk to you sometime in the near future.
Oh, you forgot your closing.
Oh, and oh, yeah, I almost did forget the closing. You be you, I'll be me, and together we will get there. Talk to you guys later. Thank you again for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio.
I give myself permission to be all I can be. I give myself permission to live passionate and free. I give myself permission to be all I can be. I give myself permission to live passionate and free. I give myself permission.